The news for a Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Let's see what's going on. Unemployment figures continue to drop across the Golden State, and the mother lode is right in step. According to data released Friday by the California Employment Development Department, California's unemployment rate dropped 1.8% to 9.3% in October as the state's employers added some 145,000 jobs. Now, much like the state, both Amador and Calaveras County's unemployment rate dropped by one percentage point. Amador County's rate dropped from 8.7% in September to 7.7%, while Calaveras dropped from 7.4% to 6.6% during the same period. EDD figures also show California has now regained nearly 44% of the 2,615,000 non-farm payroll jobs that were lost due to the Corona-19 pandemic in March and April.
On Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 23 additional cases of COVID-19 in the county. Now, COVID-19 cases included one female
under 17, five females, five males between 18 and 49, two females and four males between 50 and 64, and three females and three males over 65. To date, public health reports a total of 422 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those, 365 cases have since recovered, 36 remain active. There have been a total of 21 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 in Calaveras. Now, at this time, the county remains in the yellow or minimal risk level on the state's four-tiered COVID-19 system, meaning some indoor operations will be allowed to open, but with modifications, like a limited number of people allowed inside. Calaveras Public Health encourages all people 6 months of age or older, and older, get their yearly flu vaccine. While getting the vaccine will not protect against COVID-19, it is shown to reduce the risk of flu illness, hospitalization, and death. Please speak with your local medical provider or pharmacist for flu vaccine.
And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors has directed staff to draft an ordinance prohibiting industrial hemp cultivation in that county. During a study session on the issue last week, the board was advised that they could ban the industry, create a regulatory framework, or allow the county's urgency order to expire and let the state law determine the rules governing hemp cultivation in Calaveras. It was also learned that staff would have time to create an ordinance banning hemp cultivation before the ordinance lapsed. However, more time would be needed to create a regulatory framework. While marijuana plants and hemp plants are both cannabis plants and look very similar, hemp has a lower THC content and is used to make a variety of items such as rope, clothing, and CBD products. Sheriff Rick DiBasilio voiced concerns about the difficulty of differentiating hemp from marijuana. All five supervisors agreed that a permanent ban ordinance was the best course of action. 29 counties, including Amador, have adopted some form of regulation and land use restriction on hemp.
Well, November and December, traditionally the two busiest months for the grocery industry. Now, while the holidays might look different this year, still turkey to carve and your loved one's favorite sides to share. To help keep shoppers and essential workers safe and healthy during the holiday season, the California Grocers Association has a few holiday meal shopping tips. Plan your holiday meals in advance, buy non-perishable items ahead of time. Consider online options such as delivery or curbside pickup. Always wear a mask when inside the store. Keep a distance of two carts between you and your fellow shoppers and store employees. And consider shopping during off-peak hours to avoid store crowding. Be patient. Inspect items with your eyes instead of hands to limit unnecessarily handling store products. And finally, only buy what you need for your holiday meals. There's enough for everyone. Now, by preparing well in advance and avoiding last-minute trips to the store, we can minimize lines, keep our fellow shoppers and essential workers safe. The California Grocers Association is a nonprofit, statewide trade association representing the food industry since 1898.
Well, now that Cal OSHA has adopted new COVID-19-related workplace regulations, the Amador Chamber of Commerce is stepping up to help local business. Starting next week, businesses will now be required to educate employees about ways to prevent infection, provide personal protective equipment, and offer free testing if more than two employees test positive over a 14-day period. On Tuesday, December 1st, the Chamber of Commerce is hosting a drive-through event from 10 to 2 in the Chamber parking lot. The event will allow Amador County businesses to pick up a 30-day supply of PPE gear at no cost. PPE supplies offered will include disposable face masks and hand sanitizer. These supplies are for business owners and their employees, not the general public. This event is in collaboration with the local Office of Emergency Services, the Amador County Emergency Operations Center, and the Amador Chamber of Commerce. If you'd like more details, you can contact the Chamber office at 223-0350. So while you're making your donation at the Giving Tuesday event in the parking lot at St. Catherine Drexel, you can just get on Prospect Drive and continue on down to the Chamber office and pick up your 30-day supply of PPE.
And we've got a road closure on Sutter Ion Road today. Today only, folks, just about a tenth of a mile in off of Highway 124, so the Ion side of Sutter Ion Road. You're looking 6:30 in the morning, so this is ongoing till 6:30 tonight. This is for culvert replacement against Sutter Ion Road, about a tenth of a mile east of Highway 124.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.